today we are here with our 2023 CrossFit Games rookie recap. On the women's side, we had 11 rookies at Madison this year. There were two athletes that survived the whole weekend and finished in the top 20. Another six that finished in 21 to 30, surviving the first cuts. And then there were three women who finished in the bottom 10 in 31 to 40th. On the men's side, we had 10 rookies. You had two that finished in the top 20. You had four men who finished in that 21 to 30 range, and another four that finished in 31 to 40th. Of our rookie grouping this year, you had three athletes with an event win. Olivia Kerstetter, she won the Echo Thruster Final. Jella Hoste won the 5K run, and rookie Jack Farlow took the Olympic total. Looking at the rookies this year, interesting grouping of their best events by athletes. Obviously, with so many cut, there's going to be a lot of athletes with a best finish in the first half of the competition, but it is fairly evenly spaced when you look at it. So of the 21 rookies, you had three who had their best event finish in the bike. You had three that had their best event finish in the run. You had three that had their best event finish in the Olympic total. Another three with the inverted medley. Another three with alpaca, another three with ski bag, and then you had two athletes who had their best event finish in the pig chipper, and then Olivia Kerstetter, who left the best for last with her top finish in the Echo Thruster final. Diving into the women's side of things, Olivia Kerstetter was the top women's rookie. She also claimed rookie of the year, finishing 16th overall. She had that event win in Echo Thruster that we mentioned. She also had two other top five finishes. So she had a third in ski bag, a fifth in the pig chipper, and an honorable mention, she had sixth in the Olympic total. The other woman finishing in the top 20 was Shelby Neal in 19th spot. She had one top five finish with a fourth in the inverted medley. Looking at the athletes that finished in 21st to 30th, top of the list you had Kelly Baker, Kelly Shirley. She actually got cut the first day around, but with Ellie Turner's withdrawal, was invited back for the Saturday competition. She fought her way all the way up to 21st and had a best event finish in the 5K where she finished 8th. You had Rebecca Vittison, she finished 25th. She had a 7th place finish in the Alpaca Redux. In 26th place, Abigail Domit, who had an 8th place in the Alpaca Redux. It's interesting to see both of them next to each other in the overall standings, but then finishing right after each other in the same order in the Alpaca Redux. Rounding out the athletes in the top 30 on the women's side, you had Caroline Stanley. She finished 27th. Her best to finish was 14th in the 5K. In 28th place, you had Sydney Wells. Her best finish was in the inverted medley, where she finished 8th. Kind of a bit of a surprise considering she was the world record holder for the 800 meter sprint in semifinals. And then you had Alexia Williams in 30th. Her best finish was 10th in the alpaca. Our three women that didn't make the cut was Ella Wunger. She finished 34th. She was actually the only woman outside of Neal and Kerstetter to have a top five finish. She finished 4th in ski bag. Manon Agonies, would have liked to see her in the Olympic total, but unfortunately she didn't make it that far. She had an 11th in the peg chipper on a way to a 35th place finish. And in 40th, Emily DeRoy, she had a 23rd in ski bag for her best finish over the course of 2 days. On the men's side of the competition, leading the way, Jella Hoste, he finished 10th overall, so ending in that final heat, great accomplishment for any rookie, had his event win in the 5K, also had a third in the muscle up log event, as well as a fourth in a ski bag, so great showing to have three event finishes in the top five. Also in the top 20, you have Bailey Martin finishing 12th overall. He had two top five finishes. He had both a third in intervals and a third in the inverted medley. Looking at the men who made it to Saturday, you had Fabian Benito Celes. He finished 23rd. His best finish was a sixth in the Olympic total. James Sprague finished 25th. He had an eighth in the bike. In 27th place, there was Jack Farlow. He had the electrifying win in the Olympic total, but he also had a heat win in the alpaca on his way to a second place finish in that event. And in 28th place, you had Luke Parker, who had a best finish of 14th in the Olympic total. And rounding out our rookie class, we had four athletes who finished in the bottom 10 of the competition. In 32nd place, you had Kaylin Souza, whose best finish was 14th on the bike in event one. In 36th place, you had Michael Wesolowski, who had a 12th on the bike. In 37th spot, Keke Cervini, he had 19th in the pig chipper. And in 38th place, Jake Douglas, his best event was a top 10, so the only athlete of these final four to have a top 10 finish. That was in Ski Bag. All in all, really great to see all these rookies compete at the CrossFit Games this year. The big question now leading into the offseason is which ones will we see at the CrossFit Games next year?